The Portage City Council has taken steps to find an acting city manager when Maury Sevens retires on April 1st, and someone to fill the job on a more permanent basis. WMUK reporter Sevilla Mann covered last night's Portage City Council meeting and joins us via Skype. Good morning, Sevilla.
Hello, Gordon.
When can Portage expect to have an acting city manager on the job?
Last night, Mayor Pete Strazdo said that they're hoping to have an acting city manager by May. They don't know, of course, that that will happen, but that's what they're hoping for in terms of an acting city manager.
What steps did they take to fill that job more long-term?
Of course, in addition to an acting city manager, they are looking for a permanent city manager. They expect that search to take longer, something around 6 months. So what they approved last night was a packet that goes out to search firms that will recruit candidates for that permanent city manager position. I believe it's around the end of this month. They're hoping to pick a firm to carry out that search. And then they'd be looking at hopefully appointing a permanent city manager this fall, maybe September or October.
And what are they hoping for in terms of actually a candidate? Have they put forward some sort of a job description, the sort of person that they want?
Yes, for both acting and permanent, they have put that forward. I think many of the qualities that you would anticipate in a post that's so important to the city, they want somebody who's a good leader. They want somebody who has experience managing a city. In fact, Pete Strazda said they really want a winner. In fact, they want someone who they can take away essentially from a city manager job somewhere else where that person is doing a very good job. That's for the permanent city manager. All the council members have emphasized how much it matters to have an excellent city manager in Portage. Jim Pearson spoke to that during the councilor comments section of the meeting last night.
The most important thing we do on council is to find a permanent city manager. That'll be the person that will be directing the city, setting the tempo and where we go over the next 5 or 10 years, hopefully. And so that is the most important thing that we really need to work on, and we will be spending a lot of time on it.
So that's Mayor Pro Tem Jim Pearson from last night's Portage City Council meeting. The other job that has to be filled, Sevilla, is the deputy city manager. Brian Bowling, who was passed over for acting city manager, plans to retire April 4th. So what's the city going to do about that job?
This was the big announcement last night. It wasn't action that the council itself took, but it was announced at the meeting. And that is that the city manager's office has appointed Portage's head of HR, Rob Bolus, to serve as the deputy acting city manager once Brian Bowling retires. And so this means that Portage will, while it will probably go without an acting city manager at least for several weeks after Maury Sevens retires, it's not going to go without at least an acting deputy manager. And that's pretty important. The deputy manager can carry out much of the business that the regular city manager can. That person can sign most things that the regular city manager can, but if you had neither a city manager nor a deputy city manager, it's questionable whether some of the basic business of the city could continue.
The council split on whether or not to offer that job to Bowling before he decided to retire. Was there any hint at last night's meeting of a divide on the city council over that decision?
Yes, there was still a hint of a divide. The divide had been more in evidence in meetings previous where this was being more actively discussed. Last night, Pete Strazdas, who had been strongly in favor of appointing Bowling, said that he wants everyone to move forward. But Terry Urban, Councillor Urban, who had also been strongly in favor of appointing Bowling, did speak a little bit to that divide.
I believe it was a grave mistake for the welfare of this city, for this council, not to allow Brian to do his specific job, filling in for the city manager when he is not available.
That was Portage City Council Member Terry Urban during last night's meeting. Sevilla, tell us, what are the next steps we can look for in the search for a new city manager in Portage?
Now that the council has approved the job descriptions for both an acting city manager and a permanent city manager, The next thing that happens is they start taking applications for that acting city manager position, and they start searching for a firm to search for them for a permanent city manager. The acting manager issue comes up first, of course, and that job description is going to be posted till about April 15th.
Sevilla, thank you very much.
Thank you, Gordon.
WMUK reporter Sevilla Mann speaking with us via Skype on last night's Portage City Council meeting. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.